Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
The Cinco de Mayo Skunk Ape, as told to Peter Bernard, read by Madeline Starr. Dear Scary Stories, I have a skunk ape story that happened to me a few years ago that you might be interested in having Madeline Starr read. I'm a female college senior at a truly badass university in one of our more tropical states. I don't want to reveal where, so let's just say it rhymes with Florida. Or Glorida. I don't want to give out my exact school since this is a story about my early days as a party queen here, and I'd rather the faculty not link these stories to me until after I graduate, which should happen eventually. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a bad girl. In fact, I'm good, usually. Well, often, at least. I just like to have a fun time all the time. That's all. They say that youth is wasted on the young, but I'll tell you, I'm not wasting a second of it. Now, when I was a freshman, I was a total mess. I had never had a beer until then, and it wasn't exactly love at first sight either. In fact, the Cinco de Mayo party I want to tell you about is known among me and my friends as the famous throwing up in the Cinco de Mayo party of 2014. Now, obviously, this party wasn't my first time drinking, but to be honest, it had still only been a few months since I had started. I was definitely not the expert professional drinker that I am now. Back then, I was just a noob and a kid. Since that night, I know my limit. My rule is this. When the room starts spinning, limit yourself to, at most, two more beers. Simple. But anyway, I had a good reason to get drunk that night, because that was the night when I got attacked and terrorized by a real skunk ape. Wait, I need to back up. At first, I actually wasn't drinking all that much at the party, but I was loose. I had been dancing with this nice honor student named Manuelo. But when my dorm mate Emily's ex-boyfriend Todd asked me to go parking with him, I jumped at the chance. She told me he was the best kisser she had ever dated. I know what you're thinking. Hey, wait a minute, I thought you told us you were a good girl. Well, yes, I did. But I didn't say I was very good. Anyway, I had specifically asked Emily's permission, so she knew I liked Todd. He had his own Audi. What was there not to like? So we went out parking in this area that on one side was all jungleistic. I'm from the Northeast. We don't have those jungle trees where I come from. Or the lizards running around underfoot either. Ew. I was watching one of those horrible little things chase another around and around one of those coconut palm trees and feeling a bit sick when Todd leaned in and started kissing. He didn't even try to make small talk. I was about to protest, but I suddenly realized that Emily's assessment of his kissing was fairly accurate, and I gave in to the moment. And the next. And the next. Swept away might be a better description of me right then, and for the most of the next hour, or however long it was that we made out. Then he stopped and pulled back, looking at me. I felt so in love with him at that moment. He opened his mouth to speak, and I wondered if he was in love with me too. Gazing in my eyes, he spoke. I gotta go drain the lizard, sweetie. Hold my place. And just like that, he was out of the car and slammed the door in my face before I could even protest. I hope he doesn't bring any lizards back in with him accidentally, I said out loud. But I don't know who I was saying it to. You, I guess, now that I think of it. It was then that I noticed Todd had let an awful odor into the car when he opened the door to get out. It smelled like low tide times 20, plus roadkill. So great. Now here I was alone in a smelly car in the smelly jungle surrounded by smelly lizards and snakes and giant swamp rats and probably crocodiles too. I remembered my mother's guru used to tell her to focus on her breathing when she felt panicky, so I started doing that. Focus on your breath and the silence underneath all around, he used to say. I breathed in, I gagged and coughed, then I breathed out. I listened to the chirping of the insects in this horrific jungle surrounding me. Then I breathed in and out some more. I was finally beginning to calm down. Then slam, something hit down on the car's back window hard. I screamed, but realized it must be Todd playing some dumb game with me, even before I turned around to see that it was not Todd. At first, I thought it was someone wearing dark clothes hopping up and down. They quickly walked or bounced around the side of the car, and I screamed again, even louder. It was a guy in a really scary monkey suit. It must have been made by one of the makeup effects students that live around here. I thought this makeup could win on Face Off, without a doubt. Whoever it was started slapping the driver's side window and hooting at me. It wasn't just a good makeup, but a very good and frightening actor. I screamed, "Stop it! Stop it! Just stop it!" But that seemed to make him hit the window and hoot harder and faster. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to faint. He ran around the front of the car, and I could suddenly see that it wasn't a guy in a monkey suit. It was really actually this big kind of monkey. It looked like a chimpanzee, like in the Planet of the Apes movie. Not the old ones, the new ones. He was very naked, for one thing. He seemed about the size of a quarterback, but not a tight end or a b-ball player. He was tall, but not ginormous. But he seemed crazy and angry, like some sort of lunatic. I got the definite impression that he wanted to physically hurt me. Now, I don't know about you, but my name is not Bobo, and so I was not thinking thoughts like, "Oh, I'm so lucky to be witnessing this rare specimen of a Bigfoot," or whatever. My thoughts at that moment were more along the lines of, if I had the keys to start this car, I could run this smelly sucker over and get the heck out of Monsterland. That's when I looked and saw that Todd had left the keys in the ignition when he went out to do whatever it was to a lizard. At that moment, the skunk ape, I had decided by this point that this must be who was attacking me, screamed so loud that it made me scream again. I felt like someone had kicked me in the chest and the head at the same time. It was the most terrifying sound I had ever heard in my life. I nearly blacked out. But then I saw he was moving over to the passenger side of the car where I was sitting. Without even thinking at all, I found myself behind the wheel of the car and starting the engine. It was too late to run the thing over, but it might not be too late to get myself out of there and back to safety. I know what you're thinking. What about Todd? Well, I don't really have a good answer for that. Honestly, he did not enter into my thinking. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's a nice guy and a really great kisser. I like him a lot. I just didn't want to have my face eaten by this screaming gorilla monster that was now slamming his palms on the passenger side window and showing me its fangs. I drove out of there as fast as I could. And if you put me back in that situation 100 times, I'd do the same thing 100 times over. I never looked in the rearview mirror. I was concentrating too hard on removing myself from that area. I drove the car back to Todd's frat house, parked it nearby, and stuck his keys in his house's mailbox. Then I walked back to the party and proceeded to set the campus records for both chugging and hurling. Neither of which have yet been broken, I'll have you know. It was a glorious night of history. I was sick for 2 days after that, but eventually I began to wonder whatever happened to Todd. I asked Emily and discovered that she got back with him. She said that on Cinco de Mayo, around when I was setting records, he dropped by for a late-night booty call, and they're back at being an item. Apparently, he never told anybody about bringing me to the jungle or anything else that happened. So all of you out there who were thinking I did something so bad to Todd by leaving him out there alone, just know that Todd himself never said a word to me about it. So there. I mean, he actually doesn't talk to me at all anymore, but that's probably because he's back with Em now, right? Anyway, that was the night that I learned two very big life lessons. One, don't overdrink. And two, don't go a-rockin' where Skunk Ape might come a-knockin'. Check us out on our YouTube channel, Scary Stories NYC.
Come back for more scary stories.